that third period leads have been such a strength for you guys over the past couple of years. Is this a good reminder of what it takes sometimes to, you know, close out games?
Yeah, I mean, we deserve what we got, I think. We just didn't come out and play the way we were capable of playing. Thought we had spurts throughout the whole game, and then obviously when the goalie makes huge saves there, and then they kind of capitalize on it, right? So they beat us on a couple goals and led it to us playing from behind again. So I think when you have a 3-1 lead, you have to find ways, and I think moving forward, you have to find ways to, you know, bear down, play solid defensively. That doesn't mean you still can't play offense, so we got to do better yet.
The final 2 or 3 minutes of the second period, they really created some momentum. What did you guys kind of talk about at the intermission to try and snuff that out?
I think just go out there and play. Just kind of compete. You know, they were the harder team. They were the harder team on the pucks, and fortunately, you know, they scored four goals in the third?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you can see, and you kind of cheat the offense sometimes, that leads into other teams taking advantage of it. So, but honestly, I think it just comes down to we deserve that, and we got to be better, and we just got to go out and compete. And Coop's out of the room. That's why you kind of love back-to-backs. You kind of forget about this one.
When Blackwood makes that save on Florin, they're on a 2-1-0. Like, does that snuff momentum for you guys? Does that kind of, like, ugh?
It should have, because I mean, I had a great opportunity too right before that. So, you know, we had our chances. I think, no, we just got to stick with it and keep bearing down. You know, the goalie makes a couple of good saves. You know, we can change a little momentum for them too. So, but I thought for us, we just got to stick with it. You know, obviously, when you see chances like that, it's a good sign, right? So, but we didn't capitalize.
Did you guys kind of collectively hold your breath one pointer when you were end boards there?
Yeah, it's a scary scene there. Obviously, he's our go-to guy, and you never want to see a guy go down like that. So hopefully, he's okay. And obviously, he finished the game, so that's a good sign for us. But obviously, it's very scary when someone, even if it's part of someone else, it's very scary.
On your goal, the puck's just sitting there in front of you. Are you just trying to get a stick on it and make it head toward the net, or were you thinking of trying to lift it?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to, obviously the goalie's out of place there, so I'm just trying to get a stick on it, get it in as quick as possible, and, you know, just goals are shorter on the net, so I'm just trying to get my stick there, get to the front of that, good things happen.
Does it seem like maybe some of the details in your all's game defensively have slipped, maybe these last couple games against Philly and then today?
Yeah, I think they have been through the stretch of games we've been playing. I think we've had times where we done a good job defensively, and then we have times where we just have relapses that can't come into our game or can't creep into our games, because it's going to become a habit of creature where you're just going to keep doing it. And I think if we start playing the right way and playing with the lead, 3-1 leads, and just defending and playing the right way and competing and making the right plays at our own blue line and their blue line, and I think good things will start to happen for us. But, you know, there's times where we break out cleaner and we go on offense and we're good defensively, and then there's times where, like you said, we're just like lost, maybe, I guess. But not really lost is a word, but just out of place. But, yeah, we just got to get that in the butt.
When teams have extended streaks like you guys had 9 games, when that first loss comes, sometimes it tends to kind of snowball the other way. How do you make sure that doesn't happen tomorrow?
We got to come out and compete. I think just don't worry about the outcome. Just worry about what we can control, and that's individuals. We're out there, we're just going out there and compete and working hard and playing the right way. Play hard for Els, you know. He hasn't had a lot of action, so we just got to make sure we're playing good for him and playing good in front of him. So. Just well, wanting it, and you know, competing, and you know, playing for the guy beside you. That's what it comes down to. So again, I think we've learned that the last 2 years of, you know, how to win hockey games. So No, we're playing a very, very good Minnesota team coming in here, so this is going to be a really good test for us tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben.